Tyrell, if you could just take us through your night individually, defensively, but then also what it felt like to get in the end zone.
Individually, we started off slow. As a defense, I think we can eliminate more big plays, you know, and just stay with gap integrity and just keep building and building. And just on the block field goal, I just did my job. And Daylon Mack and Justin Madubuike did his job too, and I just called it and, you know, ran it back.
We go to Brent right here in the middle.
In terms of just describe standing in the exact right place for that deflection and how fortunate you are in that situation for the ball to come right to you.
Yeah, we practice that every day in practice, and this never came to me like that in practice. So I was kind of surprised that it came, you know, straight to me. But, you know, I was ready for it. You know, just me being the scoop and score player, I was, you know, right there and, you know, score a touchdown.
It appears we're going way in the back to Justin.
Tyrell, what's a play like that do overall heading into the locker room? I know you gave up a touchdown, which you didn't like, but momentum swinging play like that, what's that do for you guys?
Yeah, momentum is huge in a game of football. I mean, we all know that, and just it adds more energy. It adds more emotion to the game. So, you know, you can't play defense without energy or emotion. So that gave us a boost of confidence. And, you know, from their own, you know, in the second half, they had like 50-something yards, you know, and 0 points. So I was very proud of my defense and, you know, how we came back from the first half.
We'll go to Mark right here on your left.
That actually leads right into my question. What was said by Coach Elko and the assistants at halftime that kind of helped wake you guys up?
Coach Elko wasn't happy. I mean, I think we have one of the best defenses in the nation, and we weren't playing like it the first half. We were going out there, you know, just going through the motions, and we can't do that. We have to create good habits, and it starts Monday at practice, you know, just going through your reads and just everyone being on point, everyone communicating and being one defense is a huge part of that. But Coach Elko kind of came in fiery, so it kind of gave us the boost of emotion and passion. So we came out there the second half and did what we were supposed to do.
We'll go all the way to the back with Daryl.
Tyrell, not just the blocked field goal, but then the interception late, I think, in the fourth quarter, and you guys do get a couple of turnovers today. That kind of been something that you hadn't gotten yet. How big a deal is that to get that before you start conference play next week?
Oh, yeah, it gives us a boost of confidence, you know, again and again. Turnover for a defense is awesome. Just the fact that we haven't had a turnover in the first two games kind of crawled under our skin, and we just had to, you know, stay patient, you know, and just keep eliminating the big plays. And just with us, you know, being just being one defense, turnovers will come, you know, and just staying patient and everyone staying in their gaps and just, you know, playing with emotion and playing fast.
We go right to the right, Ben.
Tyrell, do you feel like y'all were as sharp as you could have been tonight?
Oh, no. You should have saw the first half. We weren't as sharp. I mean, no disrespect, you know, just we didn't play like we were supposed to play. Yeah, you know, I'm upset. So tomorrow when we get back, you know, I'm going to say something. You know, even I'm upset with myself for letting it happen. You know, me being the leader of this defense, I'm going to go back and we're going to fix some things up. And we are going to be ready to play against Alabama.
You know, like you said, you know, how much of that is fixing up some of these things, knowing that you've got SEC play and a lot of tough teams in the West coming forward?
Yeah, it's just a defense can always be perfect. So we can go back and watch film tomorrow, Monday, when Coach Fisher, you know, throws up the film and just little things we can tweak up, different fits, just stopping the explosive plays, you know, us getting to our rush quicker so they won't have any explosive passes. I mean, we all work as one, so that's what we're going to continue to do.
Stay on the right with Brent.
How does one go about earning the title of scoop and score player?
Your coach tells you you're a scoop and score player, and you say yes, sir, and you go about your business and do your job.
Is it an honor?
Just different field goal blocks. People's, you know, position changes and people's, you know, role changes. So, you know, sometimes I'm not always the, you know, scoop and score player. So.